dropping around. It's Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So April 1st, which is coming up as I do this podcast, is not just April Fool's Day. No siree, it's also Fun at Work Day. So here are some of the wackier and or simpler fun at work ideas I've suggested over the last few years in my e-zine that you might want to try out today because it's Fun at Work Day. So how about this? Open up a meeting today by having everyone introduce themselves by spelling out their names using only their hips. It's wacky, but it's fun. And it's good exercise to boot. Or have everyone refer to themselves all day long in the third person. Mike loves this idea. Drop whatever you're doing and hold a spontaneous dance party at 3 p.m. for 5 minutes. Conduct a humor raid on another team, department, or client. Hold a meeting with everyone wearing Groucho Marx glasses. And then try to keep a straight face throughout the whole meeting. Hold an impromptu stupid human tricks contest to find out where the ear wigglers, dolphin imitators, and closet mimes are hanging out. Hand out those my name is blank name tags to everyone and encourage everyone to write down their alter ego superhero name. Hold a teen paper airplane flying contest. Do a wave at your staff meeting. You know, like the wave at sporting events. You know you want to. It's so stupid, you can't help but laugh. And lastly, try a pass-a-joke phone relay. Phone a colleague, leave a short, clean joke that they then must pass on to someone else by phone. And so on, and so on, and so on. And now my fun at work tip. Since I am doing this podcast on the eve of April Fool's Day, a bit of advice if you are planning an April Fool's Day joke at work, don't do anything involving fire and don't do anything that will get you fired. In other words, play safe. That's my fun at work tip for today. Please just play safe because believe it or not, I have a huge honking file of people that have gotten charged, sued, and or fired because of April Fool's Day jokes gone horribly awry. And if you cruise to my website, www.humoratwork.com, you actually can find a list of practical jokes that readers have sent in over the years to me. Some of them that worked and some of them that didn't. So if you want a little inspiration, check out the file at humoratwork.com. And the quote of the week, speaking of April Fool's Day, from Mark Twain, April 1st is the day upon which we are reminded of what we are on the other 364. And finally, in It's a Wacky World section, not only is today, of course, Fun at Work Day, April Fool's Day, but it's also Reading is Funny Day, Whole Grain Sampling Day, St. Stupid Day, Poetry and the Creative Mind Day. And of course, there's a whole whack of theme days headed your way, our way, this April. So again, cruise by the website, www.humoratwork.com, to check out days like this. April 3rd is Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day. That should be like every day. April 4th is International Pillow Fight Day. April 11th is International Louie Louie Day. Walk on Your Wild Side, April 12th. April 14th is International Moment of Laughter and Be Kind to Lawyers Day. The 16th is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. The 22nd is Administration Professionals Day. 23 is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Thouest can have a lot of fun on that day. The 24th is Hairball Awareness Day. 25th, Hug a Plumber. 29th, International Dance Day. And April 30th, Poem in Your Pocket Day. So celebrate some of those wacky theme days. Cruise over to the website for all sorts of resources. And also make sure you visit thehumoradvantage.com to check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.